You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Boston, Tufts Freeform Radio, streaming worldwide at WMFO.org. It is 12 o'clock, high noon, medication time.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Now you won't see no sad and teary eye when I get my wings and it's my time to fly.
Call my friends and tell them there's a party, come on by. Now just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Been here long enough, so sing and tell more jokes and dance and stuff. Just keep the music playing, that'll be a good goodbye. Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Take me out and build a roaring fire. Roll me in the flames for about an hour. Then take me out and twist me up and point me toward the sky. Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
There's no way out of here when you come in, you're in for good. There was no promise made, the part you played, the chance you took. There are no boundaries set, the time and yet you waste it still. Like grains of sand, you watch it go. There's no time to be lost, you'll pay the cost, so get it right. There's no way out of here when you come in, you're in for good. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Detox Mansion with Bob Angel.
I could never do something like that.
On 91.5.
Yes.
WMFO. Tufts Freeform Radio.
And here's where things get good and groovy. A heap of blues call the politician from the fantastic Cream.
Can I, baby, get into my big black car?
91.5 WMFO, The Cranberries. Brand new stuff, All Over Now is the name. Just have the single so far. The album is going to be out in April called In the End. And Mike and I were just discussing what the circumstances were of Dolores O'Riordan's death. I don't know.
No, I'm not sure. I could. I mean, we could all Google it, but
she was a suicide.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was heartbreaking. Yeah,
oh,
it was
horrible.
Yeah, it's awful. And yeah. I feel bad. Now I got to Google it to confirm. But that was like kind of the deal.
Yeah.
It was a very tragic death.
Definitely. Before you were stunned to hear it. And then...
Yeah.
And she was very gifted, too. So
right.
It's
and
like,
they were
yeah.
and they were recording when she passed, and clearly what they did was pretty good.
So here it is. The cause of death was not immediately made public, but an inquest held on September 6th ruled that she died as a result of an accidental drowning in a bathtub following sedation by alcohol and intoxication. Maybe it was not suicide. I will take that back, because I think initially maybe that was what was going on. But so alcoholism and drug addiction, and oftentimes the most beautiful souls suffer.
Very Jim Morrison esque.
Yeah, very. Yeah.
Bathtubs and alcohol.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. So
that was our Irish Marie. Was it Cream before that? From we heard Politician. At the BBC, more BBC stuff.
Oh, I love that, man. I mean, they
you need
sound
to move
so
to
young.
England, man.
They sound so young. I mean, Jack Bruce sounds like he's 22.
Yeah.
It's unreal, man. And you think of the energy, and when you hear that, it's like, wow.
You know, I lived in England for 2 years, and
wow.
BBC had so many great music programs that they simulcast on one of their, so you listen in stereo.
Right.
But you remember those days when you had to set up your stereo around your TV set so you could listen to the music shows, you know, because they have that old gray whistle test.
Well, I remember that, yeah.
You know, and live at the BBC and just a ton of great music shows.
The archival things now that are, you know, coming out, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, especially for people like ourselves who have been listening to them for years, and then you hear, wow, that's a different, wow, they sound like, it's great. It
right.
really is. It's
yeah.
cool.
Glad
I
they
feel
saved
so
those.
Bad that I said that it was, I apologize, I'm taking back that it was just suicide. I just, when it first hit, it was like, that's what people were sort of saying, so I feel really
well,
bad
you know,
that
a
I
lot
said
of times when
you could just stand in the hall till the bell rings.
a lot of times when they say
that they
weren't releasing the reason why they died, it's usually because of that. That's,
right, yeah. And the speculation was swirling all around, and then it was just totally tragic, man. Yeah.
Okay, let's finish out this set. Was David Gilmour, No Way Out of Here, from his first album in 1978, his first solo album, obviously.
Only 40 years ago,
Bob. 41.
Yeah, what happened
counting?
To, wasn't it only a couple
can you believe
summers ago?
No, I can't.
People who were born in 1978
I mean, it's funny when I look at the cover of Uma Guma and even that album, and you see, David's new releases now, wow, the balding, the gray hair, and he was this young hippie guy, and wow.
Yeah, he was definitely a hippie guy, too.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny, too, when you think how any of those guys can survive that. You can imagine the shows, and then the after shows, and the you come with me, and
geez. Well, Dad, David Gilmour, didn't his wife date you?
I dated the wife before they were married. I dated her. She lived in Cape Elizabeth, Maine. We went out for like a couple months in the summer. And then she went to England and ultimately married him.
How crazy is that? My
Ginger
dad
Hasenbein,
dated Dill, yeah. David. Yeah, it's crazy.
And I knew her sister. She went out with a friend of mine from high school, and then she wound up with him.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and they were divorced.
My father's ex-girlfriend was David Gilmour's.
Well,
my
I mean,
dad,
I only was just
so
a summer.
Cool.
It was just a summer fling.
But those are the best ones. No.
Cape Elizabeth, Maine.
Yeah.
All right. Where are we? It's a detox mansion. We don't know
right.
where we are.
We heard Willie Nelson, Snoop Dogg, Kris Kristofferson, and Joey Johnson doing Roll Me Up and Smoke Me.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Learned that one from BCN.
Yes,
I mean, I'm sure there's
Sam
plenty.
Sam loved that song. That was
I love it, too.
I don't think I ever played it because of that. I was like, that is getting played so much. I still like it, whatever.
Well, I like when Willie has a rock hit.
Yeah.
It's still very country, but it was definitely.
Well, yeah.
And we started with P.J. Harvey, one of your favorites of all time, I know.
I do love P.J. Harvey very much.
We heard Long Snake Moan, which is sort of fitting for St. Patrick's Day. To Bring You My Love is the name of the album we took that from. From 1995, it's 1222. Mm-hmm. We only have 40 minutes left.
I know it. It's crazy.
Anyway.
So where are you going now, Bob?
Where am I going? We're going to go back to Ireland.
Okay.
We're going to do Steve Earle from Transcendental Blues, an album he put out in 2000.
Mm-hmm. Steve's a hot ticket.
Yeah, I believe he has a home in Ireland, as a matter of fact. He does some Irish-based stuff, including this one, which is called The Galway Girl. 91.5 WMFO.
I took a stroll on the old long walk of the day. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk of a fine soft day. And I asked your friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair's black and her eyes are blue. And I knew right then, I'd be taking a whirl around a sawtooth prime with a call.
she was to go completely berserk under the care of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. All the people around were very worried about the girl because she was going insane. So we sang to her.
It's Bob Angel.
Damn it.
And Detox Mansion.
We advise you to start with a low playback volume until a safe level can be determined.
Bob Angel's Detox Mansion.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
A 91.5
WMFO. Woo.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Close my eyes and make it go away.
Specifically, I want to talk about the famine, about the fact that there never really was one. There was no famine. See, Irish people were only allowed to eat potatoes. All of the other food, meat, fish, vegetables, was shipped out of the country under armed guard to England while the Irish people starved. And then, in the middle of all this, they gave us money not to teach our children Irish. And so we lost our history, and this is what I think is still hurting me. You see, we're like a child that, being battered, has to drive itself out of its head because it's frightened, still feels all the painful feelings. But they lose contact with the memory, and this leads to massive self-destruction, alcoholism, drug addiction, all desperate attempts at running. And in its worst form, becomes actual killing. And if there ever is gonna be healing, there has to be remembering and then grieving, so that there then can be forgiving. There has to be knowledge and understanding. All the lonely people, where do they all come from? An American army regulation says you mustn't kill more than 10% of a nation, because to do so causes permanent psychological damage. It's not permanent, but they didn't know that. Anyway, during the supposed famine, we lost a lot more than 10% of our nation through deaths on land or in ships of emigration. But what finally broke us was not starvation, but its use in the controlling of our education. Schools go on about Black 47, on and on about the terrible famine. But what they don't say is, in truth, there really never was one.
Excuse me.
The lonely people.
Sorry, excuse me.
Where do they all come from?
Fact. I can tell you in one word.
Oh, the lonely people. Where do they all belong? So let's take a look, shall we? The highest statistics of child abuse in the EEC, and we say we're a Christian country, but we've lost contact with our history. See, we used to worship God as a mother. We're suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Look at all our old men in the pubs. Look at all our young people on drugs. We used to worship God as a mother. Now look at what we're doing to each other. We've even made killers of ourselves, the most childlike, trusting people in the universe. And this is what's wrong with us. Our history books, the parent figures lied to us. I see the Irish as a race, like a child that got itself bashed in the face. And if there ever is gonna be healing, there has to be remembering and then grieving, so that there then can be forgiving. There has to be knowledge and understanding.
Oh, lonely people.
Stand on the brink of a great achievement. In this island, there is no solution to be found to our disagreements by shooting each other. There is no real invader here. We are all Irish in all our different kinds of ways. We must not, now or ever in the future, show anything to each other except tolerance, forbearance, and neighborly love.
Our traditions. Everyone here knows who he is and what God expects him to do.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO.
I was too busy rocking out. I lost my mind there for a minute.
Hello? Nothing Irish about that band.
No.
Hello.
Yeah, no, it's the other
test,
one.
Test, test.
It's that one.
Hello, back.
Yeah. There you go, Dad. You can be all right there,
what
pal.
What the hell, Mel?
Daddy-O's got so many microphones.
He's like three.
And Bob just experienced a ghost in the studio that turned down the volume on him, and he was unaware of it.
Well, it scared me, because I don't ever play music that low.
I wasn't even paying attention. I was ahead.
Ghosty Boulevard.
Did I give the call letters 91.5 WMFO? So that was brand new. That was the Black Keys, brand new one. It's just a single right
those
now.
Those guys are a trip, yeah.
That was good.
Low High is the name of the song, and it's a wicked, wicked cool song.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before that was an even wicked, wickeder cool song. Sinead O'Connor, Famine from Universal Mother in 1994. Wow, was that a perfect song for St. Patrick's Day or what?
Yeah, well, you threw out there the Sunday Bloody Sunday, and I was like, we got to play Sinead. And I'm scrolling through, and I'm like, oh, I remember that. So that's a great song about the Irish people, her history.
Right.
You know, poor Sinead's had a bad rap, man. She really has. I think she's kind of ahead of her time
and all because
a lot
of her
stuff.
Pulp thing.
Yeah, I know, she was ahead of her
time. I actually played a song that mentioned I don't go on TV tearing up pictures of the Pope.
Yeah.
And I said, that's when things like that happen, when things are referred to like that, it's just seeped in the culture.
It is.
And it
seems ridiculous to me because the whole teaching of Christianity is like, you're not supposed to exalt human beings, so not including popes, right? So,
mm-hmm.
She was ahead of her time as far as I'm concerned, being brave enough to do what she did, knowing she was going to take flak, but.
Anyway, great suggestion. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
U2, the aforementioned U2 Sunday Bloody Sunday. I think we all know that came from a war. The Beatles... from the 50th anniversary White Album, the Escher. Now, there's five discs. Two are the regular album. Is it just one that's Escher? And then there's the,
I'd have to go and review, Bob.
Right, and there's one that's all outtakes. Some of them are just so fantastic.
Oh, it's awesome. I love that stuff.
And it's four good musicians sitting in a room having fun, by the way. They had this big history of, the White Album. They didn't get along during the White Album.
All the bands on that level.
Which is nonsense.
They were all magic. Those bands on that level, they're wow.
Yeah. So, wow. If you haven't heard
magic,
it yet.
Magic, Bob. It's magic. What's out there like that today?
Well,
there's still music.
No, there's still cool music coming out. There is.
But that was
a hell of a period, man.
It was the beginning. It was new, and everybody created it.
And the stuff in the top four. 40 now are not.
No.
These are not musicians.
This goes back to the Christian McNeil situation with that album. Everything's up for grabs. I broke my heart when I asked him. I said, why didn't such and such local radio station pick up this record? It's fantastic. And he said that George was pushing it for him. George was bringing it to the stations. And one person, he said the music director was going to put it in
rotation,
and then some executive above him said no, he's too old. And that's like, really, because the spirit of music is art, right? Music is art. It's just a beautiful poetic thing, and when you put these stupid constraints around it, you suffocate it. And we have modern radio today as a result. You have people that are not artists, they're not creators, they want the bottom line, and there's a lot of amazing musicians not getting their due because of it. Now, back when these bands were starting, Dad, that wasn't going on. The artists were in control. They were creating this force.
Well,
they were putting it out there.
Production and stuff
well, that
like
happened.
That.
I know, but that came after. Like
they
look
took
at,
control.
That's right.
They
exactly.
weren't in control. The Beatles were far from being in control they started out.
Right, but
it was the White Album that, the success of, they were poo-pooed. The record company was going crazy when they were Sgt. Pepper because it took them so long and they were getting mad at them.
Yep.
And then when that was such a huge success,
but
the Beatles got to make their own calls.
You had radio stations like WBCN back in the day. There was more of an, more of an organic feel. I only have it to go on, I was born in 71. So you're right. They had producers, they had people telling them what to do. But you also couldn't nail down bands like Led Zeppelin or Pink Floyd or the Beatles. Like, they were still... doing what they wanted in a lot of different ways creatively. Like, their music didn't become commercialized, really. They still had, like, the way it did, because once the music industry really took over and watered down, that's what I'm talking about. Like, you know, we want your song to be like this, and we're going to market you to, and, you know, a lot of the bands coming up, hey, I want to be famous, so we got to sound
commercial.
Like that.
That's commercial crap. You run around stage, grab your pickle, shake your ass, ooh, ah, ah. It's all like right. That. There's that genre, which is really repulsive.
It is. So, you know, thank goodness for stations.
So let's play
like
some
this.
Music, boys and girls.
Right. We got like 5 seconds left.
Yeah, I know. We got to let's get this Peter Gabriel thing going here. This is, yeah, that's right.
There you go.
Digging in the dirt, Ben. 91.5 WMFO.
Hands up!
91.5 WMFO. And Ty Segall, I'm a Man. I think we all know the song. Mm-hmm. But that's from a new album called Fudge Sandwich. I guess this guy just played at the Sinclair a couple of weeks ago.
Hmm.
We missed him. We missed him. Mm-hmm. Peter Gabriel before that, live version of Digging in the Dirt from 2003's Growing Up Live. The Black Keys, brand new. Oh, that was from the last set, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, it was.
Cool. All
yes.
right, happy St. Patrick's Day. We have to make room for, what's your name?
Wyatt
is in, filling in for the turtleneck, the turtleneck girls, the turtleneck. Oh, I can't remember what it's called. Turtleneck. It's something alliterative, but I can't
turtleneck
remember
something.
Right. So that's who's usually here. So Wyatt will be in it after we play the one last Irish jig.
Thank
song.
You so much for having me down today.
Thanks, Bob.
It's been a good time. So fun.
You guys are always welcome. And I just noticed you had the black rose. You have
a black sweatshirt with a rose on it.
With
a
rose on it. Yeah. So perfect for
today,
St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
I was looking through my drawer. I don't own a single green piece of clothing.
I don't think I do either. It doesn't do much for me.
I think you'll survive,
Bob. I know. I always do.
What the hell, Bob? Where's your green?
Yeah. Anyway, so happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm going to leave you with a band called the Rum Jacks. This was out in 2010. And a little bit of an Irish pub song, which is perfect to say goodbye to. Whoops, I've got to pot it up first. Let's start it again. There we go. Whoops, no, that's the...
The ghost is back.
All right, I'll see you in 2 weeks. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you guys.
There's a county map to go in the wall, a hurl, a stick in a shinty bowl, the brick, the brack, the crack, and all. Let's call it an Irish pub. Caffrey's hot, Kilkenny a pub, the Guinness pot and a cabbage crap. The I don't want to be paddy trap. We'll call it an Irish pub. While I'll be fucked to swear upon the holy book, the only crack you'll get is a slap in the ear. Well, I'll off and burst your filthy mug. If you draw one more shamrock in me, beer.